The UK's number one retro gaming podcast show.
Asylum. I'm your host Dean Swain and this is episode 30 and a half. This week we're taking a look at ZX Spectrum game music. I'm going to try and bring you some of my favourite tracks and basically try and even the score when it comes to 8-bit computer music because, let's face it, the C64 had the wonderful SID chip and most of the tracks cannot be matched. But there's a few tracks out there on the ZX Spectrum that are great, and I would like to try and get you to have a listen to them. Let me know what you think, and hopefully you'll enjoy this show. So, the first track we're going to take a listen to is from a game by Gremlin Graphics, released in 1991. It is Core Design's Switchblade. The music was composed by Ben Daglish. So yes, that was the AY rendition of Switchblade running on the ZX Spectrum 1-8K. I actually prefer that version. That can be found on the Amstrad and the Atari ST. Compared to the Amiga original, which was also by Ben Daglish, the tune itself is the same tune. I just prefer the AY chip's sounds for that tune. It just sounds a bit more bubbly and there's a bit more of an impact. But if you disagree or you do agree, please do leave feedback. You can do that by either visiting retroasylum.com and going onto the podcast page and there's a feedback comment section there. Or you can join up to the Retro Asylum forums again at retroasylum.com. All feedback is welcome. Okay, so on to our next track. What am I going to pick? Well, This has to be in anyone's playlist when it comes to 8-bit music. This is a real classic. It's Tim Fogan's Bionic Commando. Tim Folin's rendition of Bionic Commando. The game itself was released by US Gold and developed by Software Creations. I wasn't actually a fan of the ZX Spectrum version, it has to be said, simply because of the scrolling I found very headache-inducing and very jerky. I've not played any other versions, but that track can also be found on the Atari ST version. Okay, so moving on to the ZX Spectrum 48K this time, and you're probably thinking the beeper music was crap. Well, a lot of it was, but some of it was great. And the late, great Jonathan Smith, in conjunction with Ocean's Martin Galloway, produced one of the first classic tunes on the home micros. This tune was probably made more famous on the C64 version of Arkanoid, and that version is great. It is the better version out of the two. But it originated on the Spectrum 48K. The track we're going to listen to now is taken from the title screen of Ocean's Cobra. Go, 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 go Crime is a disease and I am the cure. Yep, Sylvester Stallone and his mad sense of humour. Who can forget the murder key in that game? Okay, we're going to move on and stick with the ZX Spectrum 48K beeper. We're going to take a listen to Trantor, The Last Stormtrooper, a Probe Software game released by Go Software, which was basically US Gold trying to con us into thinking that this was a different software company. And, yep, a great intro. The game itself isn't too hot. I was never a fan of it. But this tune is rather decent. It's composed by David Whittaker, who was an 8-bit music legend. Interestingly, there is an AY version of that track which can be found on the Amstrad and Atari ST versions of the game. Personally, I prefer the 48K beeper version, but that's probably because that is the version that I was used to hearing growing up. You know, it's the one that I was first exposed to. Okay, so we're going to move on and we're going to go back to the AY chip and we're going to take a listen to a title track from WEC Le Mans, which is by Jonathan Dunn. The game was first released in 1988 on Ocean's Imagine label.
Thank you.
Yes, that was a nice track by Jonathan Dunn. I feel that music track itself is quite similar to certain sections of his famous RoboCop track. I might be wrong on that, but yeah, that's the feeling I get. The actual game itself was great on the ZX Spectrum, not as good as the Amstrad CPC version, which was programmed by the same guy, which was the same bloke who actually brought Chase HQ to the ZX Spectrum and Amstrad CPC, but it is a lot better than the C64 version. Okay, we're going to move on to a little-known budget game now. This was called Kendo Warrior, and it was released in 1989 by a publisher called Biteback. I had this when I was a kid. The game was actually quite playable. Not many people seem to know about it. It was probably a limited release, but it had great title music. So take a listen to this. The music is composed by a guy called Paul Tallon.
This is Retro Asylum, the UK's number one retro gaming podcast show.
So yes, welcome back to the second part of this episode. That was Kendo Warrior, a game certainly worth looking at if you're into your platform come beat-em-up games. It's a great little budget release, which, as I said, a lot of people have never heard of, so please do check that one out. It's a bit of a hidden gem. Okay, so now we're going to move on to a track by Matthew Cannon. I know this is one of Andy's favourites. This is from Batman the Movie. I believe that the AY rendition is actually better than the C64 version. Another version to check out is the Amiga version, which was rather funky. It's Batman the Movie for the Spectrum 128K. Thank you. So yes, that is certainly a classic there on the ZX Spectrum 128K by Matthew Cannon. That track, again, can be found on the Amstrad and Atari ST versions of the game. Another music track from that game well worth listening to is the music found on Level 1. This time I would suggest taking a listen to the C64's rendition of it, though. It is absolutely superb. Okay, now we're going to look back at the Spectrum 48K Beeper. Again, it's a game by Jonathan Smith. This time the music is by a guy called Keith Timman from Special Effects Software. Yes, that last track there was from Firefly. It was composed by Keith Timman, programmed by the late, great Jonathan Smith. It's a great game. If you haven't ever played that one before, please do check it out. It's a great little shooter. Okay, so we're going to wrap this episode up. Firstly, I just want to say thank you for still listening, if you've managed to get through the half an hour with me. I think you'll agree that the Spectrum was very capable of producing some great tracks on both the AY chip and the Beeper. We're going to leave now with a game called Glider Rider. This is by David Whittaker. It was composed on the AY chip. It's one of my favourites. It's a great track. The game itself was programmed by Binary Design and released by Quicksilver. And I believe it was released in 1986. Okay, guys, this has been Retro Asylum. Please do leave us an iTunes review. Let us know what you think of the show. And if you don't agree or you do agree with some of my selections for great ZX Spectrum music, again, please do join the forums or leave some feedback on the site. It's all easy to do. We've got a great retro gaming community, so please do join in. Okay, so yep, this is it. Glider Rider on a ZX Spectrum 128K.